The Cask of Amontillado, Part 3.
Image Fortunato. Me, pass your hand over the wall. You cannot help feeling the nitre.
Indeed, it is very damp. Once more let me implore you to return. No, then I must positively leave you. But I must first render you all the little attentions in my power. Fortunato, the Amontillado. Me, true, the Amontillado. Fortunato, that scraping sound, what are you doing? Me, mixing a quantity of mortar. Fortunato, is this wall unsound then? Me, not high enough to suit me. Fortunato, new stones. Mer. UHHHHHMMMM. Me, your intoxication has in a great measure worn off. 5 minutes later. When at last the clanking subsided, I resumed the trowel, and finished without interruption the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh tier. The wall was now nearly upon a level with my breast. I again paused and holding the flambeau over the mason work, threw a few feeble rays upon the figure within. Fortunato, help. Someone. Help. Help. Ori, ah. Me, help. Help. Ori. Someone. It was now midnight, and my task was drawing to a close. I had completed the eighth, the ninth, and the tenth tier. I had finished a portion of the last and the 11th, there remained but a single stone to be fitted and plastered in. I struggled with its weight, I placed it partially in its destined position. But now there came from out the niche a low laugh that erected the hairs upon my head. It was succeeded by a sad voice, which I had difficulty in recognizing as that of the noble Fortunato. The voice said, Fortunato, ha, 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 he, a very good joke indeed, an excellent jest. Fortunato, we shall have many a rich laugh about it at the palazzo, he, over our wine, he, me, the Amontillado. Fortunato, ha, 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 he, ha, ha, yes, the Amontillado. But is it not getting late? Will not they be awaiting us at the palazzo, the Lady Fortunato and the rest? Let us be gone. Me, yes, let us be gone. Fortunato, for the love of God, Montresor. Me, yes, for the love of God. Why do you not answer? Me, Fortunato. Me, again, no answer. Fortunato. No answer still. I thrust a torch through the remaining aperture and let it fall within. There came forth in reply only a jingling of the bells. My heart grew sick on account of the dampness of the catacombs. I hastened to make an end of my labor. I forced the last stone into its position, I plastered it up. Against the new masonry I re-erected the old rampart of bones. For the half of a century no mortal has disturbed them. In pace requiescat. Conversation viewer. Thank you.